Let us attend peace be unto all.
And thy spirit.
Wisdom. Jesus came unto Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, spikenard, very costly, and anointed the hair of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given unto the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare that which was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone, against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come unto the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming up to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel, that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, O daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they these things which were written of him, that they that had done these things unto him. The people therefore that were with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for they had heard that he had done this miracle. Slava Tebe, Lord, slava Tebe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we have a citizen of the United States in the congregation today, I don't know whether I dare say anything about the election in the United States, because of course Rachel will know much more about it than I do. But one of the things that struck me was the arrival of Donald Trump in New York, and the swagger of his arrival in New York. And it struck me very, very strongly about how he was coming in to kind of receive the garlands of victory. He thought he's cracked it at last, and he's been nominated for New York State. So he seemed very, rather more full of himself than even he was before. And this came over very strongly on the television. So as you see this, I'll try and describe him as a gentleman, as this gentleman coming forth to greet his adoring crowds at Trump Towers, or whatever it is, in the United States. So he is filled with an extraordinary assurance and an extraordinary sense of power. Now contrast that with how our Saviour comes into the gates of Jerusalem. He is not, if there was a jazz version of New York, New York, for Jerusalem, Jerusalem, they certainly didn't sing it on this occasion. And he was received with joy. He was received with symbols of victory, which are what you have been waving during the gospel today. But he arrives not with any kind of swagger at all. He doesn't have an outer assurance. He doesn't have the sense of victory. Indeed, he has reminded his disciples that when Mary anoints him, she anoints him ready for his death and for his burial. So it is a very different arrival. It is not an arrival with great power. It is an arrival with humility. The Saviour that we greet on this holy day is a Saviour who arrives not to lord over us, but to serve us. The Saviour who arrives today is a different kind of King, is a different kind of Lord. He does not arrive on a stallion. He doesn't arrive on some great mighty plane or anything like that. He arrives on a beast of burden. And this is something for us to think very deeply about. Because our faith is not one of worldly power. Our Saviour is not a Saviour who has worldly power. Our Saviour has come to serve us. Our Saviour has come to transform us so that we can be more like Him. So the very opposite of what we've seen on the television this last week is what we see in the arrival of our Saviour. And this has much to teach us as to how we are. When we are called together in the worship of God, we are actually called together to serve each other. We are called to love one another as the Saviour has loved us. And this is the beginning of the revelation of what it means to love. For the Saviour comes to a place of victory, but the cost of that victory is his death upon the cross. So the cost of our life enfolded in the love of Christ is very great. For if we are to serve as our Saviour serves, if we are to love as our Saviour loves, then indeed we must tread the way of the cross with Him. There is no lording over in the kingdom of heaven. There is no worldly power in the kingdom of heaven. There is only service. There is only love. There is only the power of heavenly grace. This Sunday is such a revelation for us all. It is a joyful day. It is done with speed. It is done, the services are done with joy, for it is a great feast of the Lord. But that revelation shows that the joy only comes when we learn to be humble. And when we learn, which is a difficult lesson to learn, that only through service will we really unite ourselves to the love of Christ. So today, if we are to think of anything, let us truly, truly lay aside all earthly cares. Lay aside all that seeking for power, all that seeking for control, all that rubbish about wanting lordship over other people. And let us truly come to each other with profound and deep love. For in that love, the lordship of Christ is revealed. So today, as we wave those palms of victory, let us make sure that there is a victory in a sense in our innermost being, and that the victory is the overcoming of earthly pride, the overcoming of all that keeps us away from being the beautiful people that God has created us to be. And let us truly embrace our King and our Lord, who has come to serve us and to offer us only the purity of his love. Amen.